Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time for episode 142 of the Phil Hendry Podcast, brought to you each and every time by our marvelous website, philhendryshow.com, located at, that address, philhendryshow.com. We have close to 5,000 hours of archived audio. We have daily video casts. We have daily video cast archived material. We have our daily podcast. We have over a decade's worth of audio and more. We just added some stuff from WCCO in Minneapolis. We've just added some new stuff from our early KFI days. So we're constantly adding to it. And, of course, we have our Milwaukee Lion archives and new and better things happening all the time. Get a backstage pass for $9.95 a month, you kidding? You've got thousands and thousands of hours of, we think a rather good radio show. All right, and very public-minded, too, because in this podcast we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as he talks about an annual car wash that the Citizens Auxiliary Police hold so they can raise money for operational expenses. Well, right across the street from their car wash was a high school car wash, and it had the usual teenage girls in bathing suits. The kids were raising money for band instruments. And Jay proceeded to mock the entire thing because, quite frankly, the kids were out-earning them while Jay and his guys were standing around in pith helmets and wingtip shoes. So they went over and shut it down and proceeded to shut it down on morals issues as well as just a whole lot of petty stuff. Jay Santos is here with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And in this bit, as well as others, we would try to create the illusion that the conversation had been going on for the previous hour. So you're going to hear us start out here mid-sentence as if we've been talking through the break and now we're continuing on. We did that because it would give the audience, or at least some of the callers, the illusion that this was an ongoing serious discussion and they might have missed out on something. And we found that it actually psychologically gets people to listen more closely if they think they're in the middle of something. So a lot of times we'd start hours like that. We would even start things with part 15 of our 16-part series, et cetera, et cetera. So it gave it even more weight and more validity. Okay, all of that horse dung aside, here is Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police at Police and Car Wash.
Raise money for some of the operational needs that we have, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are a volunteer police agency, and we do have an annual police Citizens Auxiliary Police fundraising car wash. We have had a banner up that says we save lives, try to hand out information. You know, we did everything we could. We were there in uniform. We also offered people to come to have their picture taken with us. We were in full uniform. And we did everything we could. And instead, what the community responded with is we probably washed maybe five or six cars the entire afternoon. I'm talking about we were there from 11 till 4. Meanwhile, across the street was one of the local high schools. They were raising money for band uniforms. You know, sometimes you wonder, Phil, where the priorities are in the community. And
this high school had a car wash right across from yours.
That is correct. Right now, we had asked an individual. We spotted the car wash local service station in the Hawthorne area. Gave us clearance to do so. Across the street was a Unical station where there was another car wash. It was a local school, Hawthorne High, raising money for band uniforms. Instead of us getting business, they got the business. And I really feel that what we did that day was simply to open some people's eyes. Now, you know as well as I do, when high schools have these car washes, they have the...
What did you do that day? Did you do something? Was there a confrontation?
I want to make this clear. We are out at our car wash, and we have on our full dress uniform. We have a pith helmet. We do wear a blue armband. The high school kids are over there in their bathing suits as if they're spending a day at beach. So what happened was they got all this business. I wonder if people really realize that these kids take an opportunity to look through your stuff. And I heard that they do that.
Well, wait. Now, hold on for a minute. So you guys didn't get any business. They did. You feel it's because their girls were in bathing suits.
And
I think so. I really do. I think what they do is they use these kids in a kind of a soft porn way to try to attract business. Once the cars are in there, there is a very high probability. These are teenagers. Let's remember about it. These are teenagers going to go through. I mean, there's a temptation to go through your personal effects. There is a temptation to go through your glove box. A temptation to use a cell phone. I don't know, you know. And we don't know.
But do you have any evidence of that? Do you have evidence that when you put your car in a high school car wash at the local gas station, the kids are going through your stuff, you know?
Well, Phil, the temptation, these are teenagers, go on. You know, I've got teenagers.
I got three of them, I know. I wouldn't necessarily say that my kids are thieves.
No, I wouldn't say that anybody's kids are thieves. But when you put a teenager in a vulnerable situation like that, they're going to find themselves looking for money. The other thing are these church groups that have these car washes. You see a lot of these church groups. Now, the first thing to think is, well, it's a church group. I think I'll go and I'll have my car washed by them, because what are they going to do? They're into church and they believe in God and everything like this. You would never suspect a church group to be rifling through your trunk or finding out what religion you belong to so they can come to your house and bother you. I think it's obvious that both of these people get away with a lot. Meanwhile, we were over there trying to do our best.
Well, what happened when Major Newton, who I know is the commander of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, did he go across the street?
Well, Major Newton went across the street with his car. He wanted to assess what the kids were doing, and they were engaged, see if they were engaged in this kind of activity. Left about $1,300 and a tag wear watch on the front seat of the car. Okay?
Did they know he was with your group?
No, they did not.
All right.
Okay, now listen to this. He left $1,300 and a tag wear watch in the front seat of the car. When he got back into his car, the watch was still there and the money was still there. But here is where you have to have experience. They knew we were all over them like white on rice. And you could see the smiles on their faces. And then when we knew we had to take it to level B, that's when we had to take it to the next level. Major Newton said that if that's the way they want to play it, and that's when we went over there. We turned off the water supply. We told the students to gather in a semicircle. We wanted to address the problem. One of them started to mouth off, and that's when Sub-Commander Holloway, who I do believe did overstep his bounds, he backhanded the kid across face. But please understand, these kids are trying to make us look stupid, and the kid mouthed off.
Wait. The story you're telling me, though, was that...
No, the story I'm telling you, Phil, is, believe me, I've been in the front line of law enforcement for a long time. We are having a car wash. Kids over there getting all the business. We're not getting any. Major Newton went over, left $1,300 in cash in a money clip, a silver dollar money clip. $1,300. And a tag wear watch worth about $800-$900. Got back in the car.
Well, he got back in the car and the watch and the money was still there.
That's where you don't understand. So a lot of people say the same thing. They knew that we had them under surveillance. So that's when we went across the street, shut down the water supply, and I simply stepped out front. I had the kids in a semicircle. I had the sub-commanders in a semicircle behind me. I stepped forward 2 paces. I said, all right, look. Yeah, we're not going to play no games. You know what's up, I know what's up. You people are over here going through cars, this kind of nonsense. And we shut it down. Now, I know there have been complaints. I know that the local...
You shut this car wash down.
It was a high school car wash, right. And we had shut down a church car wash, too.
And why are you doing that, man? I mean, look, it sounds to me like...
Because, Phil, these people are having a car wash. They're not insured. They're not bonded. They're going through your car. They're taking things out of the glove box.
But you have no evidence of that. You went over, you shut down the car washes, and it sounds to me like you shut them down because you only had 5 cars that you washed that all day. And those kids...
No, that's the first thing people think. That's got nothing to do with it. I mean, the fact is they're doing their soft porn act over there. Okay, good for them.
Well, when you say soft porn, so the high school girls are in bathing suits, is that it?
It's a way of getting a lot of these older men who are... unhappy in their marriages, unhappy with the lives that they have, who are cruising around looking for something cheap and quick. And what do you see? Oh, I'll tell you what you see. A little high school babe jumping up and down. She got on a bathing suit. In the meantime, I wash five cars, and they're over there, and the hose never, they never turn the hose off. What's going on?
So you guys went over to investigate that, and that's when you determined that they were stealing.
That they were stealing, or there's good opportunity to steal, yes, sir.
We have with us Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who they took action last week against a high school car wash, and also there was a church car wash, right? Do you know what church it was?
It was a church. It was a Joyful Union Church in Bellflower.
All right. Now, this church and this high school were having a car wash. You guys went in and shut these car washes down because there was either evidence or of stealing, or there was too much of a temptation. Is that it?
That is correct, Phil. Our number one priority is to save lives and to prevent crime. It's one thing police don't understand. Regular police, they don't understand how to do it. We try to prevent crime, and the first thing you want to do, go over and shut down some of these little TNA acts that the high school girls are doing.
I'm looking over some of the stuff I got off the internet on this. Subcommander Holloway, Dave Holloway, right?
That's correct.
When you guys went over to the car wash that was at the Unocal station, he turned the hose off. Then the officers were with you, right?
Our subcommanders were there, yes.
Now, you began to address the students.
I addressed the students, and there were one or two parents there. I don't know, a chaperone or what their story was, but...
All right, and as you were speaking, you said a kid mouthed off?
Well, one of these kids, yes, that is true.
What did he say?
He's a high school kid who started mouthing off, started calling us gay. All right? Said we looked like a bunch of queers. And I'm quoting directly what he said, Phil. He said we looked gay, looked like a bunch of queers. He said, why don't we go off in the back and have ourselves a little butt party, this kind of thing. And that's when Holloway, and I told him, I went up to him and I put him on a report. I gave him a Black Star report. I said, don't do it. But Holloway just went ahead and did, I guess, what instinct told him to do. He took off the glove he was wearing and just, you know, hit the kid full in the face with a backhand.
Well, that's assault.
Technically,
well, no, I mean, that's assault, man.
Well, technically speaking, the kid calling me queer boy is assault as well. Because
how do you figure that?
Because that's hate. That's a hate crime. If I'm gay, that's a hate crime. See, that's the thing you got to be educated about.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police, one of the better known auxiliary volunteer citizens police agencies in the United States, operating here in Southern California, but they're all over the country. The Beaver Brigade in Oregon is one. They were having a car wash to raise money for the CAP when they noticed a car wash across the street. It was getting more business. It was at that time they determined that perhaps, you know, the kids were putting on some kind of a soft porn act with their bathing suits. They went across the street and shut it down. Now, here's where the, by turning off the hose and dispersing everybody, now here's where I'm a little sketchy. Apparently, one of the kids that was there, and I wrote down the quotes, called the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders there, they looked gay, a bunch of queers, why don't they go have a butt party? You know, like it sounds like a high school student, and that's when the kid was, quote, backhanded by Subcommander Dave Holloway.
The Phil Hendry Show.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Across the street is a high school, a local high school, raising money for band uniforms?
That is correct, Phil. And the, real tragedy, I think, of that day, more than anything else, is we were attempting to raise funds for our Citizens Auxiliary Police unit. This would raise money so we could buy accessories for our uniforms. We could buy the magnet signs that are required for our vehicles. It would allow us to have implements that we could practice with, PR-24 implements we could practice with. And these kids are across the street and raising money for band uniform. Okay, great. I understand the kids love music. I think music is a wonderful thing. But I want to ask you straight in the face, eye to eye, what's more important? Whether your kid learns how to play a tuba, learns how to... You know what I'm saying? You almost want to laugh about it.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, are you saying that your car wash, in other words, was funding something more important?
Well, absolutely. Now, on top of that, they're getting more business because they got the girls in the bathing suits. And finally, Major Newton said to me, and he gathered myself and Sub-Commander Deaver over, and he said, this is wrong. This is immoral. This is lower than low. He used another term. He said lower than whale blank. I'm going to go check it out. So he handed me his pith helmet. He donned just a regular civilian clothing, went across the street, and made a determination that time a temptation to steal was very, very strong. And at that time, that's when we shut it down. Now, I did address the kids, and I said to them, we're across the street, we're trying to raise money to get some new magnet signs and this kind of thing. You're over here getting man uniforms. Fine. I think music's wonderful. But I put it to them. I said, do you think it's more important that you're out there, you know, marching around with a trombone?
375, repeat the location and stand by.
Or, I'm listening to something on the radio, Phil. Or is it more important that we raise money to get new armbands, to get new pith helmets, this kind of a thing?
For protecting the community.
For protecting the community, right.
Heather, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, my cousin is 14 years old, and she's a cheerleader. And she is involved in these car washes. And, you know, these kids are doing it for a good cause. These are good kids.
Yes,
they're involved in sports. They have good grades, or else they wouldn't be involved in the band, in cheerleading, in sports, or whatever they're involved in.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, yeah, it is. You can't do any of that stuff unless you have good grades.
Exactly. They have to keep their grade point average high. So these are good kids. And, you know, it makes me so sad that you're sitting here saying this horrible stuff about these kids. You know, we need to sit here and we need to, like, encourage these kids. You can't go shut down their car wash. What kind of sign is that? What are you trying to tell these kids?
After 9/11, they talked about prevention. Why didn't we do this? Why didn't we do that? The minute that I try to get into some preventative behavior, I got everybody crawling all over me. Like
prevention
a monkey on a
100
yards
of grid.
Involving
the children in the community. Prevention is keeping them involved in sports and things
right.
that will help them education.
All right.
Like scholarships. There is, you know what, I'm sorry that you weren't making money on your car wash. You know, I'm sorry. That's sad. You know, yes,
it isn't
of course,
that we weren't
people
making
are going to be more attracted to these kids and bathing suits.
Well, it isn't
fun.
That we weren't
it's
making
like
enough
beach.
Money. It's the fact that the kids were unfairly using, you know, showing a little in the bathing suits and all this. No,
and
wait
you
a
know
minute.
What?
You're talking about underage kids. Can we be careful here?
Well, they may be underage, Mr. Henry, but they know which side of the street the sun shines on.
But you know what? For you to put it in that kind of context, is so out of line.
Yeah, I think
and
it is,
for
too.
You to immediately put it in that kind of context, you weren't looking at anything. Were you looking at them? I mean, this is outrageous.
I'm trying to say to you is this. What if those kids are over there, you drop off your car, now they're going through your glove box trying to find a few used, you know.
You know what, sir? I've been to so many car washes before, and I'm sorry to tell you that whenever you drop your car off at a car wash, that is just something that you have to expect.
Yeah, but I've dropped my
no
car
matter
wash,
if you're
I've
at
dropped...
a professionally licensed and bondage place.
Bone?
It is still
bone?
Possible for an adult to steal out of your car just as possible as it is for a child.
Mr. Henry, I want to make a point. This lady said professionally boned. Is that...
She said bonded.
I heard boned.
Nice. Like license, you know.
Ma'am, what I'm saying to you is this. Now, I take my car to a car wash. They got all those guys come up from South America, who knows where. If you want something, when I get that car back, there's not a thing missing. Now I take it over to the little high school kid. How do I know he's not going through trying to find out where I live, what my daily habits are, what time I leave the house, what time I come home, when is my wife alone?
But in order
wait a minute,
for,
man.
For you to immediately put it in that kind of context, how can you do that? They didn't even take
I'm
that money that you put them through a test, okay?
Yeah, they
so
didn't take the watch.
They didn't touch it.
Okay, see, that's what a non-professional, okay, right. But that's where we had them. They saw that Sub-Commander Newton, Sub-Commander Deaver, Brigadier Admiral Holloway, and Brigadier Major Wilson had also traversed the boulevard. Now, by the time I got there and it shut off the main water supply, I had them where I wanted them.
Because you wanted people over at your car wash.
Yeah, all you did was turn off this kid's water, and then the kid says, okay, hey, you look like a bunch of gay boys. Look, they're high school students, okay?
Oh, see, all of a sudden you guys want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Guy calls me a queer.
That's reality, sir.
And I'm supposed to
say,
you're standing
you
there
have
in a pith
to give
helmet.
Children the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
Ma'am, do you allow children to speak that way to you? Do you allow a kid to look at you and say, hey, Mrs. Heather, you look like some real oily diesel dyke to me? I don't think so.
And you know what the proper response would be? To be calm and to show them, like, to respect
you. Only look
you
weak.
Don't need to
you
sit there and yell
weak.
At them or backhand. That's showing
you,
them violence.
You only look weak. The kid only understand one thing.
Okay, well, these kids aren't in the military,
look,
sir.
Yeah, we don't hit kids. I'll tell you what I'd do with a kid like that. First of all, I'd give him a talking to. Then he loses something. Whether it's
You take away his PlayStation?
Let me tell you what. That hurts. You may not know it. You take away a kid's cell phone, PlayStation,
exactly.
BlackBerry, man, that hurts, dude. They can't talk to their friends.
Oh, give me a break.
Take away the internet.
Oh, give me a break, the internet.
I'm telling you.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
You said it was disrupted by a high school car wash across the street, and that you'd attempted a car wash disrupted by a church car wash. Well, isn't the fact that they were just making more money than you?
Isn't it the fact they're making more money than us? I gotta try to figure out what it is you're trying to say there. I mean,
That they were getting more people to their car wash than you were.
Well, look, Phil, we had a car wash for Citizens Auxiliary Police. You could have your picture taken with us. Yeah, okay, I understand. It's no competition for a little cheesecake going on at the high school car wash.
What about the church car wash? Did they have some kind of cheesecake?
The church people do different. Do they do it different? They try to appeal to your guilt feelings about going down to hell, you know. But, you know,
oh, come on, man. I mean, I wouldn't even know it's a church.
But the point that I'm making here is this. I'm sorry that Sub-Commander Holloway slapped the kid across the face. The kid called me queer, okay? So, I think, you know, in football you call offsetting penalties.
So now the kid called you queer, so he deserves to get hit in the face.
Like I said, in football we call offsetting penalties, Phil. And the fact of the matter is, raising money for a Citizens Auxiliary Police unit that can purchase a weapon-type implement so we can drill and march and practice using, the flashlight and everything that we do is far, far more important than some kid trying to raise money so he can dress up in you've seen a lot of these schools, he dress up in a gopher outfit and run around with a trumpet.
I don't agree with you. I think high school bands are very important. Allison, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I think that it's ridiculous that you would backhand a teenager.
Ma'am, the boy called me queer bait.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, I understand that.
Why is it that's not the point? Why isn't that the point? I don't understand why a kid can call me butt boy.
Well, number one, you're obviously very insecure about that, which says something in itself. And number two, today's young society is disrespectful. I'll agree on you with that. But that's the parents' job to discipline at home. If that's, you know, if that's not done, then, and if it was my child, I would want to beat the crap out of whoever backhanded him. You don't backhand someone's child.
Suppose it's my son, and he walks up to you, Allison, and he says, hey, Butch. You know that means, don't you? So he call you Butch.
I don't care.
If my son said to you, you know, you look like some kind of a man-eating, truck-driving, horn-honking, jean-wearing, chain-wearing, watch hanging around the belt.
We get it. She looks like a dyke.
Yes.
You know what? Okay, fine. If I look like that, then I deserve to be called that.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
You're going around looking like a queer, you're going to get called a queer.
Let me ask you a question. If you're a black man, do you deserve to be called the N-word? Ooh, got you on that one. Yeah.
Well,
got you on that one. God nailed you.
That's totally different subject.
You know what that is? That's 3 points from the corner at the buzzer. From the corner. In other words, I didn't have the backboard so I could judge, you know, the distance of the hoop.
Okay,
that's good for you, man. Let's stick to the point.
Complaining about these young girls jumping up and down in their bathing suit tops.
Okay,
so if you guys are queer, then why don't you get some nanner hammocks and jump up and down And maybe you'll get some guys, old men over there, old perverts, since you're obviously wanting more business.
Okay, ma'am, I just want to be clear. You approve of high school girls, underage minors, using sex appeal to draw people to a car wash. All right, great. Now I know where you stand.
No, but that's also their parents'
job. That's called child pornography.
Where are the parents?
Hey!
No, the lady is encouraging the use of a young girl's body pornographically to attract people to a car wash. And you wonder why young girls are in trouble. Here's a woman, a female, who is encouraging young girls to slip it down and show a little butt crack.
She didn't say that.
I never said that.
Well, you say that it's okay to use these girls for sexual allure.
No, I did not. I said that's a parent's job to discipline. And I think you need to go back to mall security. I think you're very much a wannabe, and you sound quite pathetic. And I would not even go so far as to give you the title of Barney Fife, because at least he was a sworn-in deputy.
Well, ma'am, at least I know how to spell Fife, F-I-F-E. You spell it F-A-A-F-E, Fife.
Well, yeah. I don't care. I'm proud of my accent. I'm proud of where I come from.
Oh, it's an accent. I thought you just didn't know how to say it. And I'll tell
you
something else,
well, yeah, I know how to say it.
I'll tell you something, ma'am. If you said those words directly to me, I would let you go because it's free
of
speech.
Oh, you backhand me. Well, you already know where you stand on that.
I'd let you go because it's free of speech. But I would I'd do a check on your license plate.
You know what you wouldn't
do?
You know what you wouldn't do? You wouldn't do jack squat because you are nothing. You are a volunteer. You are pathetic. You're trying to raise money for magnetic signs and handcuffs. Well, why don't you just go to Spencer's? I think they sell them with fuzz on there.
Spencer's? What is that? Is that the local hardware store? I don't know what
Spencer's. Some kind of sex store. They sell fuzzy handcuffs there. Maybe you guys and your
friends. Well, I wouldn't know that, ma'am. I wouldn't know that. Maybe I ought to follow you and your girlfriends in there one day and see what you guys buy.
Fine, go ahead.
Yeah? And what town do you live in? Anyway, I want to get this information.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, please. You're going to look me up, I guess, with your personal computer and all your volunteer buddies?
Well, I know this
You're going to look me up so you can backhand me?
Let me ask you a question.
I don't think so, buddy.
I bet you buy for you and your girlfriends at those bachelorette parties those penis pops. I bet you that...
I am married, and I'm pregnant, and I don't appreciate you calling me that, but you know what? I wouldn't backhand you for it because it's not my right.
I didn't call you anything. I said this is what you buy. You're pregnant, so...
I don't have to buy anything. I have a husband who satisfies me fine.
In other words, you're going to bring one more of you into the world? Thank you so much. That means we got to clear more jail.
Yes, I am. I hope so.
We got to clear out more jail space.
You are queer because you don't need to reproduce.
You just called me queer boy. Now, that's the kind of thing...
I didn't call you queer boy. Hope you are queer because you don't need to reproduce.
Ma'am, I'm out here... trying to protect our citizens.
And what do you do for 40? How do you make money? That's what I'd like to know.
I have a job.
Maybe you need to get a real job.
I have a job. I've got a job at a utility company working security.
Okay, but...
I knew it. That's why I said you're mall security. Why don't you go back to your little security job?
I didn't say mall.
And your wannabes.
I said a utility
Close
company.
Close enough. A security company.
Close enough, huh? What's your husband do?
My husband is a construction worker, and he works hard, and
he's a construction worker. Okay, that
40 hours plus
a
week.
That means he makes probably about $10 an hour.
No,
right.
He doesn't, actually. Try again.
Can he drive? I bet you can really drive that nail, huh?
No, he doesn't drive nails. He climbs steel.
He climbs who?
He climbs steel, as in construction buildings.
John Steele?
Climbs steel, like a monkey.
She said he climbs John Steele.
She said he climbs up steel. He works girders.
Yeah, I'll bet you he climbs it.
All right, look.
You are so
Allison,
childish.
This has gotten stupid.
You're so childish. It is no wonder you got jealous over a high school car wash and a church car wash, which is even more pathetic.
You're calling me up. I'm trying to protect society. Meanwhile, your husband's out there climbing a guy by the name of Steele, and you don't care. So I'm here to say...
You are so retarded.
You know what? You're nuts,
if you would
man.
Open up your ears.
Ma'am, I heard what you said, and I'll tell you one more thing. That little baby child of yours, when it's born, I hope it doesn't grow up one day, take a look at you, take a look at the father, take a look at where he lives, and says, can we start up the house and roll it to another location?
Well, you know what?
Oh, what a moron. Okay, Allison, I got to take a break. I'm sorry you had to take this abuse. All you did was abuse this lady, and not very well. And
I don't care. You know what? He needs to understand the old saying, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. And apparently he's very insecure about being called a queer.
Ma'am, I don't think you're... Okay, call your husband a queer when he walks to the door tonight. And you don't know what?
He's not a queer.
You're going to get a knuckle sandwich. And you'll deserve it.
No.
And,
wait a minute.
I'd get a lot better than that to prove he's not queer.
No, but if you called him a queer, you know what would happen? He'd haul off, close his fist, and punch you right in the nose.
If my husband ever backhanded me, my father would put a bullet through his brain. So there.
Your father?
My father would not stand for my husband to backhand me.
How can your father shoot straight when he's got the one eye that goes kind of funny?
What?
You are so childish. You are so childish.
You.
Do you listen to yourself? Do you actually look up?
Right.
And do you wake up and look at yourself in the mirror of the morning?
I really hate you. Don't forget to have your husband's PBR ready on the table when he comes home, or you may get smacked in the face if you don't have your husband's malt liquor on the table.
All right. Al, you know what, Jay? I'm hanging up on you. You've insulted this lady for the last time.
Wait a minute. I'm the one trying to raise money on a car wash.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Go back to security, wannabe.
All right, Allison, thank you for your call, and good luck with the
you,
imminent
Phil.
Birth of your baby.
Thank right. you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
I just want to go on record saying that I was mistreated on your show, and that woman called me queer 6 times, said I was a wannabe, said I wanted to invest in the penis pop company.
Jeez, you're an idiot.
What, you call me an idiot?
This is the first time I've ever heard Jay cry.
You know what, forget it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Find out about it.
You wound up getting into a debate with that lady. It wasn't a debate at all. You were just calling her names.
The lady said that I should be called queer, and I responded by telling her about how she feels she'd look like a diesel. Like, look, Phil, they can do anything they want. They can sell their car washes, raise all the money they want for their tubas. If they want to buy band uniforms, good for them. I'm sitting here trying to have the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and she's calling me a wannabe. And
but you're not even an official police agency. You're just a volunteer group of guys.
Oh, just a volunteer group of guys. The flare drops that we have done in 2005 alone, our flare drops have created, it discouraged more people from thinking they were going to get anywhere really fast on a freeway. In other words, what we do with the flare drop is we slow it down to the point where people will take alternate routes and for at least a day give up on jamming the freeway. Our flare drops have been responsible for identifying more women who know nothing about four-wheel drive vehicles. We have taken probably 20 to 30 women who are going through menopause off the road because of the health issues I mentioned. And we continue as Citizens Auxiliary Police to do this despite the criticism of people giving us criticism. We continue to do it.
Well, good, man. But the fact is, you don't have to go shut down some other kid's car wash because they're... You may have a point about the bathing suits.
Yeah, see, there you go.
But I don't think it's soft porn. I think the kids are in bathing suits. If they're out there dancing or something, man, maybe it's one thing. But they're in bathing suits. It's a hot freaking day. All right, let me go to Nancy. Nancy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
You know what, sweetheart? I don't think you're queer at all.
Thank you.
I really don't. Because any supposed man that looks at little girls and sees butts and boobs is not queer. He's a pervert.
Oh, really? And why do you let your daughter out there
pervert.
In a bathing suit?
You know what, sweetheart?
Why
I don't
do you
have
let
any
your daughter
children
out there in a bathing suit?
Because there's
sweetheart.
Perverts like you in the world.
That's
that
right.
have to look
but
at them
but there
and
are mothers
see
who let their daughters go out there in bathing suits.
You know what?
That's not your problem.
You know what your problem is?
Your
problem is that you are degenerate.
I've made it my problem.
He wants to be a cop
and
but can't make
gotta,
it in the world.
I've got
to
make
and,
you a better mother.
And you know what? You've
and
got the biggest mouth in the world. You need to get laid, buddy, because
right.
you've got issues.
Let's start with you, then.
You need to release some of those hormones.
How much are you charging tonight?
Looking at these little girls and seeing...
I tell you what, if I throw you $20,
and you know what,
you
can never afford me, darling, because I am way above your
well,
class.
I couldn't afford the medical bill.
Hands under my foot.
Right, I couldn't afford
you
the medical bill after having sex
talk.
With you.
Why don't you just
I wonder how much
the rack out of your ears
I wonder
so
if it's
that you
worth
can
all
hear
the
what other people are saying to
I just
you.
I wanted to say, is it worth
you
the
know, you're worried about people calling you queer. Just go get laid, baby. It doesn't matter if it's a guy, a girl, a cat, a dog.
What do you say you and I go bowling on Wednesday night?
Sweetheart.
I bet you know something about taking pictures of that.
Oh, you guys are boring. You guys are boring, both of you. Get out of here.
But I want to...
Get out of here.
There's episode 142 of the Phil Hendry Podcast. Our good buddy Jay Santos, as he tries to raise a little money there for their operations at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And, of course, in the process, insulting and offending every human being in sight. Join us at philhenryshow.com for more of the same.